The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's a Wednesday edition of Bob Burney Live, and it is my privilege, my great privilege, my great honor to welcome you today. It's my honor to be your host. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I'm going to get myself in trouble with some of you. So let's just go ahead and get it over with. I've got a real problem with the direction that the Ohio State University athletic programs are going. But it is not just the Ohio State University. I have said this over and over and over again, thousands of times without exaggerating. Everything the left touches, it kills. Well, athletics, as most of you know, whether it's the NFL, Major League Baseball, athletics, or the NCAA, has been leaning farther and farther and farther to the left. And we know what happens. They kill it. Could be wrong. I hope I am wrong. But I think over the next 4 to 5 years, we are going to watch the slow, painful death of college athletics, particularly football, because money has become their god. There's no doubt. Hey, listen, money has become their god. Why would the Big Ten have Rutgers? Now, hey, now they're improving, okay? But here's the reason. New York TV revenue. The Big Ten needed a team up in the New York area to pull in more revenue. It's everything is about money. Well, there have been sources within the NCAA moving for several years to embrace NIL. Name, image, likeness. Now, since the beginning of college football, college athletes have not been able to receive money. They are there for the sport, therefore there for the love of the game. They're getting a scholarship. I mean, particularly like at Ohio State, If a kid makes it on the team and gets a full ride scholarship, he is receiving thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of scholarship dollars. And if the kid is good, he's going to be a millionaire. If he's good, but he has to be good. He'll be a millionaire when he goes into the NFL or in, if it's baseball, Major League Baseball, and so on and so forth. Well, forces from the left, in my opinion, have been pushing this thing of name, image, likeness for years, and now it has become a reality. And kids now are not going to be choosing the school. Now, again, this is editorial, all right? My opinion. Kids are not going to be choosing the school where they believe they have the best opportunity to excel in athletics. Certainly not for academics. That is not going to matter. Who cares about the academics? How much money can I get? Now, to illustrate how absolutely absurd and ridiculous this already has become, and this is the first year, it's going to get worse. Some of you may be familiar with the name Quinn Ewers. Quinn Ewers just signed on with Ohio State. He's a freshman. In fact, he he skipped some of his senior year, graduated early from high school so that he could come to Ohio State. Now, granted, he was probably the top quarterback recruit in America. Almost all of the recruiting experts said Quinn Ewers is the number one quarterback prospect in all of America. Now, how many games has Quinn Ewers played for The Ohio State University? None. How many games will he probably play this coming year? Very possibly none. He's brand new. He's a freshman. And we've got two other quarterbacks that most consider would be before Quinn. So he has not played a down. There is a good possibility he won't play any games this entire year. And yet, he has just signed a deal putting $1.4 million in his pocket. $1.4 million. In exchange, what will this young man do? He'll sign autographs. Well, what else? Nothing. And some local sources are reporting that he has at least three other deals in the works, and all of those, or at least some of those, may be worth $1 million or more. Here's a freshman kid, straight out of high school, has not played a single down. And I think here's, for me, here's the most important thing. What has he done to earn $1.4 million? Zero. Nothing. I don't care how you slice it. How can anyone believe this is good, wholesome? High school kid, $1.4 million, and so far he has not done a single thing to earn one penny of that. Who in their right mind believes it is good to pay someone in the millions of dollars for doing nothing? Doesn't this violate all of our principles about, you know, you should really prove yourself, you should really earn, you should really work for money? This, again, this is just my opinion. and I hope I'm wrong, how many, and by the way, many of these kids, certainly not all of them, but many of these kids who make it to Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma, the big programs, come from really bad backgrounds, but they're great athletically. They have great skill and talent athletically, but they were raised in homes without a dad. They come from a very poor background. They have not been taught responsibility. How many kids do you know that are 18 or 19 years old, or in some cases 17 years old, could actually handle being handed $1.4 million? It is my fear. And by the way, I am not jealous. I'm not envious that they're getting $1.4 million. It's like the lottery. Have you ever read any of the dozens and dozens and dozens of studies of the end result of the big lottery winners? A few handled the riches really, really well. But if you look at the dozens, and I mean dozens of studies that have been done, the overwhelming majority of the big winners of the lottery, it destroys their life, it destroys their family, because they can't handle it. This is my fear with this whole NIL, name, image, likeness. I don't think many of these kids are going to be able to handle these huge amounts of money that are going to be dropped in their lap. And I think it's going to destroy a bunch of them. I hope I'm wrong. Seriously. After 3 or 4 years, I hope I'm still around, and nothing would please me more than to go on the air in 3 or 4 years and say, you know, remember that day on September 1st back in 2021, I said this was going to be a disaster. Well, I just want you to know, I was so totally wrong. This thing has worked out so well. These kids who were millionaires before they ever went on the field, they've just done so well. It's enhanced their education, and they're... Nothing would make me happier. I don't think that's going to happen. I think we are going to be witnessing the slow, painful death of college athletics as we know it, all because of greed.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
It is very rare that I do this, but would you pause just for a moment and pray for a young man that is really in a fight for his life at Ohio State Hospital? I won't give his name, but he is a missionary to the country of Honduras. He's actually out of the church that Joy and I had the privilege of founding over in Westerville. That is his home church. They were home from Honduras, 45 years old, athletic, a runner, and he contracted COVID. He has been in the hospital now for, I think, about a month. He was transferred from one hospital to another. And I won't go into all the personal details because I don't want to violate the privacy of the family, but the doctors just a short time ago had a meeting with his wife and the current pastor of the church. And basically said, you have two choices. You can just let him die with dignity, or there is one more procedure that we can try. It requires surgery. There is risk involved, but it would at least give him a small chance to survive. Small, very small. The prognosis is not good. His wife chose to give him every chance possible, and so I understand he is in surgery as we speak for this other kind of treatment. It's the only thing that's left. And I would just encourage you to pray. At this point, it would take a real miracle of God for this young man, missionary, servant of God, take a real miracle for him to survive. That's what he needs. The doctors have given him almost no hope. But we know a God who certainly has the power and the capability to perform miracles. So pray that if it could be God's will, God would hand down a miracle. But if not, I think I shared this with you months ago. Daniel chapter 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I've read that hundreds of times through the years, hundreds of times. But just recently, three words popped off the page there in Daniel chapter 3. They were ordered. You either bow down to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar had made, the golden statue of himself, or you will be put into a fiery furnace and you will die. Those three young men, probably teenagers, first said to the king, hey, we don't even have to think about it. There is no way we're going to disobey our God, and our God is able to deliver us. We know that. We are positive. We know that our God is able. But then they say, but if not, if God chooses not to deliver us, we're okay. If we die in that furnace, we know that God can deliver us. We know that he is able. But if he doesn't, it's okay with us. Very similar to what Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. Father, please, if possible, take this cup from me, but if not, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It is easy to say, I know God can heal, God can perform miracles. It takes a great deal more faith to say, but if not. And that's the kind of faith we must have, a but if not kind of faith. Take a moment and pray for this young man and the doctors who are performing surgery on him as we speak.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.